Pedro Carvajal. Luis Cordova.
Last October, 40 cadets of 2016 Delta class entered the San Antonio Police Academy. In May, just 23 graduated.
Denise Garcia.
That means 43% left or washed out. It's the latest statistic in the department's staffing that's raising some red flags. Mike Kelly is president of the San Antonio Police Officers Association.
A lot of them are obviously they're not ready. The last two classes have had over a 40% attrition rate, which is pretty significant from the normal 13%. So you have to ask yourself, what are we not doing as a department to give them the tools and resources to position themselves to be successful?
The recent cadet failure rate is a critical element in the bigger picture. The number of SAPD officer vacancies and the low number of officers per capita on San Antonio streets. The San Antonio Police Department says right now it has 196 vacancies for fully trained officers. That means 8% of authorized positions are not filled. SAPD argues that the vacancy rate is lower, but that's because it's counting cadets in training who may or may not graduate.
This is very alarming and very concerning.
Professor Alex Del Carmen is executive director for the School of Criminology at Tarleton State University. He's trained police chiefs and consulted with departments across the state. Del Carmen's concern about the vacancies is underscored by FBI statistics from 2015 that show San Antonio ranks 362nd among 371 cities, almost rock bottom for the number of officers it has per 10,000 residents. Compared to San Antonio's 15 officers, Houston has 23, Dallas has 27, Washington, D.C. has 57 per 10,000 people. That's almost four times the number of officers per capita that San Antonio has. Professor Del Carmen says that may not be the reason homicides in San Antonio shot up last year, but he believes the numbers do matter.
Bottom line here is that the less police officers you have in the streets, the more it's going to affect the fear of crime among citizens. It's going to take them twice as long to get a police officer on their front lawn to take down a report or to talk to an officer, period. And that is going to affect how fearful or not they are about being able to walk their dog at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And that, by the way, is more significant than any crime rate that you would ever show to any community member.
Texas Public Radio has requested police response time data from the department. Police Association President Mike Kelly believes it will show that officers are responding pretty quickly when citizens' lives are in jeopardy, but not so quickly to the majority of calls.
If you're being shot at, stabbed, we are going lights and siren to your house. But anybody that's ever been involved in an accident in San Antonio, you've probably waited probably 45 minutes plus for a policeman to get there to help you with your accident. And it's not because we don't want to get there, just that we don't have enough people to get there.
Helly believes the high number of vacancies is the result of City Hall administrators choosing to leave positions open and not anticipating the large number of baby boomers retiring. Helly says rookie salaries may be an issue. Our check found that starting pay for officers in San Antonio is somewhat less than Austin, Houston, and Dallas, but Helly says the benefits in San Antonio are often better. Chief McManus believes the staffing picture will be much different by the end of the year.
We're catching up from a couple of years ago when we delayed classes. We've got 117 vacancies right now. We'll have another class in July. We hope to have a good 50 officers in that class. That'll put us down to where our normal vacancy level has been over the years, which is between 50 and 80.
Do you feel comfortable with the ratio of officers we have for citizens?
Yes, I'm comfortable with it. Raise your right hand, please.
New officers graduating in the 2016 Delta class say they were not deterred by a perception that's plaguing many departments, that policing has just become too dangerous.
It's mostly, I do it for the community, for our people.
Denise Garcia, 5'2" and standing tall, wants to be an officer in the community where she grew up. Pedro Carvajal feels the same way.
You grew up in the community, so you know the community, you're part of it, and that will help you reinforce the relationship with the department and the community itself.
The city of San Antonio has a media campaign to recruit other promising cadets, and it's looking for candidates in other parts of the state. Professor Del Carmen says San Antonio needs to become even more aggressive in attracting recruits, and quickly, because he says turning around the numbers in San Antonio will take time.
So help me God. Congratulations.
Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.